This segment of VB in the Middle is sponsored by SHP Financial. Keith Ellis is the co-founder of SHP Financial. He's the co-host of SHP's Retirement Radio Roadmap, and he's the co-author of SHP's Retirement Roadmap, Your Map to Financial Freedom. Keith, welcome back to VB Hello. In the Middle.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. Welcome back, my friend. How are you doing?
Good. How's everything? All right?
It's good. So let's break down a little bit of what's been going on in the world, because, man, if ever there was a crazier time, I don't know it. In general, Keith, businesses have changed, obviously, and the way businesses act, react, everything about business is now different than it used to be. How do you survive? How do you compete? How do you, dare we even say it, thrive? What are some of the things you guys at SHP Financial are doing?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And as a small business, you have to adapt, and you have to adapt quickly. Some of the things that we have done is created more ways to connect with SHP through either a virtual meeting, a phone call, as well as, you know, we have some clients and some folks that are looking to meet with us that still want to meet in person. And when they do want to meet in person, you know, obviously you want to comply with the state, the federal guidelines. And what we've done personally as a company is, you know, we've spaced out meetings at least 15 minutes. So couple A comes in and leaves, 15 minutes later, couple B comes in, because that way we can clean the area. And then finally, what I would say is we do educational workshops as a way for people to engage and learn. And we used to do them quite a bit live and in person. But now we have a whole new webinar platform on our website that people can access. And it's just great information, quick videos that people can get informed and maybe some of the questions that they had answered.
Well, let me give you a couple, because one, if you're a retiree right now, or if you're approaching retirement and, oh man, thinking about being that guy over the last couple of months and the ups and downs, yeah, and what that means is crazy. But what should someone in that stage of their life be on the lookout for right now?
Well, I mean, when it comes to your portfolio, there's some certain things you want to look at as, you know, states start to reopen. Do cases start to spike? And then, you know, are we going to shut down again? No one knows that. And no one, but it is something that you need to keep an eye on, because, believe it or not, you know, these news cycles and these news readings in regards to the cases are going to affect the market. But some instant things that folks can do is, interest rates are low. You know, people can go look at debt that they have, and if they have higher interest debt, look to consolidate it, look to refinance a mortgage. You know, there's opportunities when it comes to tax planning. We saw that more, in my opinion, in March, because the market was low at that time. Here at SHP Financial, we were doing quite a few Roth IRA conversions, basically taking taxable dollars and converting them. So then as this recovery has started, our clients that we did this with are getting that growth tax-free. So a couple little tidbits for folks to look at.
So what are you doing with, you know, families that use you guys right now? What are the things that you're doing to help them?
Yeah, so every family that we work with has a written plan. And what we need to do is show them how this, if at all, has impacted them. So we're revisiting the plans with each one of the families, reassessing the amount of risk that they're comfortable with, because some folks, you know, over the last 10, 12 years, as the market has really run since the last recession, you know, have got maybe, you know, some folks have gotten a little bit more appetite for risk. Then something like this happens, they're like, whoa, you know what I mean? Maybe I didn't realize that actual impact would happen to me, or I didn't foresee that coming. So make sure your risk aligns with your goals. Making sure, you know, you have a written income plan. It's so important, in our opinion, to have a written income plan, know where you're going to take your money from, why you're going to take it from there. And then finally, like I said previously, doing a lot of tax strategies, a lot of tax planning. Like I said, during this quick market downturn, we've been able to reposition clients' assets and reap some good tax benefits for them, both this year and in the long term.
So people are obviously nervous even still. Yeah, I know the market's better, but people got a lot of questions. If they want a second opinion and they want to kind of figure out what they should do for the near future, what should they do now?
Yeah, I mean, if folks wanted to either to sit with us virtually, you know, connect with us, go to our website, check out our webinars, get some immediate information. But for folks that want to talk to us directly, call 800-227-7777 or text SHP to 21,000.
Keith, good stuff. I know this is crazy times, but you guys are on it. And who knows what the next month or two is going to bring. So you got to be vigilant on this stuff.
Hey, appreciate your time, VB. Thanks so much.
That's Keith Ellis from SHP Financial. We appreciate it, Keith, as well. Now,
video calls, meal planning, raising little humans. I don't have time to research tires. DiscountTire.com with Treadwell makes it easy. It's my personal tire guide. I get trustworthy recommendations for tires based on my needs and driving habits. I click buy, I click book an appointment, I drive up. And now, with their touchless experience, I can even stay in my car during the service. Boom. Discount Tire.